ஸ்ரீ பகவான் கிராண்ட்ஸ் அவர் ப்ரேயர் பாய் அருணாச்சல பக்த பகவத் வித் த இன்ஃபினிட் கிரேஸ் அண்ட் மெர்சி ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ அருணாச்சலேஸ்வரா சிவபகவான் ஸ்ரீ ரமண தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி பரமேஸ்வரா த கான்சக்ரேஷன் அண்ட் இனாகுரேஷன் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ அருணாச்சல ரமண மந்திரம் வாஸ் பெர்ஃபார்ம்ட் ஆன் த மார்னிங் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரைடே ஆகஸ்ட் 29th, 1975 by two South Indian Brahmins of Advaitic background, Professor J.S.S. Lakshmi Narayana and Dr. Subbarao Durvasula. This day was chosen keeping in view the final journey of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi in pursuit of his father Sri Arunachala in the Annapolis Valley of Peace and Happiness in Clarence, Bridgetown, Nova Scotia, Canada. We performed the inauguration ceremonies of the temple, which lasted from Friday, 29th August, till Monday, 1st September, 1975. On the last day, September 1st, we concluded with a public celebration. This was the 80th anniversary of Sri Bhagavan's advent at Sri Arunachala. In the midst of chanting and recitations, accompanied by the tape Nadaswaram, the pictures of Sri Arunachala, Sri Bhagavan, Sri Chakra, Sri Ganesha, and Sri Nataraja were carried from the shrine in the house to the newly built temple under the canopy of a large new Chadar cotton sheet by the devotees of Sri Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi, while Sri Madhvaji Matthew Greenblatt filmed and photographed the occasion. Both the Advaita Brahmins continued to chant and recite appropriate hymns, stotras and mantras. After this, the rounds of puja began and the temple resounded, reverberated and vibrated with the most sacred Vedic hymns. This temple has been built by Bhagavan himself for the sake of all those aspirants who would like to imbibe his most unique and immortal teaching of the direct path of practice of self-inquiry of who am I. This is a three-storied temple dedicated to Sri Ramana Sadguru. Who could have ever dreamed that his shrine of grace and mercy would rise in a far-off valley? But Sri Bhagavan makes the impossible possible and the most difficult goal easy. Thursday night, Sri Arunachala Ashrama found itself overflowing with the devotees, men, women and children who prepared prasadam for the Friday puja, consecration and inauguration. The Friday morning sun rose in its brilliance and bathed the entire valley with its warmth and affection. It was the first time that this foreign land was transformed into an abode of natural devotion, dedication, love and affection for Sri Arunachaleswara Shiva Bhagavan Sri Ramana Guru, who incarnated to peel off the sheaths of ego and ignorance from the heart of mankind. All of us found ourselves dissolved in Sri Ramana Bhagavan. It was about this time in 1958 when Sri Bhagavan gave me the vision of this place, and he has since been slowly but surely guiding me towards the distant land where Sri Arunachala Ashrama shall be located and his temple consecrated. Who can ever comprehend his inscrutable ways and how He takes the work from all who have been dissolved into the ocean of His infinite grace and mercy. After a lapse of 17 years, Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram rose and was consecrated and inaugurated on Friday, August 29, 1975. Bhagavan Sri Ramana Arunachala Parameshwara has built His own temple